RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Indonesia and Morocco keep on strengthening bilateral cooperation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo target Indonesia free of rubella missiles in 2020. Indonesia Vice President Yusuf Kalla says Hutch found invested in Syariah investment. And now the news in detail. Indonesia and Morocco have strong platform in keeping bilateral cooperation. The two countries keep on preventing the friendship values that strengthen the relation of those government. It was said by Ambassador of Morocco to Indonesia, Odia Ben Abdella, at the 18th anniversary of the enthronement of King Muhammad VI in Jakarta.
For Africa, with the strategy of His Excellency President Joko Widodo to open up to Africa, which will bring new opportunities to strengthen the bilateral cooperation between our countries. The South-South cooperation, for which both our countries are strongly, so provide platform where the bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Morocco can be much more developed. Indonesia and Morocco share the same values, democracy, values of tolerance, values of pluralism, values of moderate Islam, values of peace.
Ambassador Morocco to Indonesia, Odia Ben Abdella, also expressed his gratitude to Indonesian government that wants and increases bilateral cooperation with Morocco in many fields. He said the two countries have done mutual beneficial partnership. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo, attended the campaign of rubella measles immunization in Sindoharjo village, Nganglik sub-district, Sleman district, Yogyakarta, special region on Tuesday, 1st of August. In his speech, the head of state said rubella measles have been proven and worldwide known very dangerous. According to President Joko Widodo, in Indonesia, less than 1% children get measles rubella immunization. Ideally, more than 95% Indonesian children get the immunization of rubella measles. Therefore, President Jokowi calls on the children aged 9 months to less than 15 years to have measles rubella immunization. President Jokowi also targets Indonesia will be free from rubella measles in 2020.
Rubella measles has been worldwide known and proven dangerous for children. Once again, this disease is very dangerous. Therefore, to protect our children, protect their rights to be healthy and happy, protect our children's future, I call on all children aged 9 months to less than 15 years to get rubella measles immunization.
Rubella measles immunization is a free vaccination program to prevent the spread of measles and rubella in Indonesia. The implementation will take place in 2 stages. The first stage in August by targeting children in schools. The next stage, the immunization will be held in September 2017 targeting children under 5 in the island of Java. Meanwhile, for other islands, The immunization will be conducted also in two stages in 2018. Hajj funds are invested for the benefit of pilgrims in order to increase the value of pilgrimage, saving that impact on the cost of Hajj pilgrimage. This was said by Vice President Yusuf Kalla after the initial meeting on investment of Hajj pilgrim fund with the board and supervisory board of the Hajj Financial Management in Jakarta on Tuesday, 1st of August. Yusuf Kalla further said, the investment of pilgrim fund will be made in Sharia to a number of investment development sectors that have the potential to have sustainable and prolonged investment benefit. Sharia investment principles are profit and loss are equally divided and no interest on the investment.
The investment is not on the interest of the government, it is on the interest of the pilgrims, so that they can pay less. That is the fact about it. The conditions related to such investment is indeed heavy. It must meet the Sharia conditions.
Vice President Yusuf Kalla added that investing Hajj funds can increase the value of saving and prevent the impact of inflation every year to ensure pilgrims can perform the pilgrimage. The investment of Hajj funds will be made especially in the infrastructure sector, which has the potential of sustainability investment. Switzerland is one of Indonesia's partner countries in development, especially the development public sector. In addition, Switzerland is also a country that actively supports Indonesia to be more competitive. This was stated by Minister of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform, Asman Abnur, in his opening remarks at the commemoration of Swiss National Day in Jakarta on Tuesday, August 1st.
Development cooperation in the public sector is another important aspect in our bilateral relation. For years, Switzerland has been Indonesian development partner, supporting Indonesia in the effort to become more competitive.
Minister Asman added that he deeply appreciated what has been done by Switzerland to Indonesia so far. He hoped the partnership can run well and continue in the future. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Swiss government will be ready to assist Indonesia in the development of vocational education through the development of manufacturing, polytechnic and new tourism school. This was conveyed by the Swiss ambassador to Indonesia, Yvonne Baumann, in his speech at the commemoration Swiss National Day in Jakarta on Tuesday, 1st of August.
There will be a new focus on vocational education and training, and we will support Indonesia in establishing new polytechnic schools in the manufacturing sector as well as a tourism school.
Ambassador Yvonne Baumann added that the development of vocational education is a form of Swiss support to Indonesia in order to be more competitive and growing in all sectors. The total of Swiss investment in Indonesia from 2011 to 2017 reached $994 million and successfully employing more than 20,000 Indonesian workers. This was stated by Minister of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform, Asman Abnur, in his opening remarks at the commemoration of Swiss National Day in Jakarta, Tuesday, August 1st.
Total investment between 2011 and the first quarter of 2017 reached US dollars, employing around 20,000 Indonesians. In this regard, I am very happy to hear about the opening of the Swiss Business Hub Indonesia recently.
Minister Asman Abnur added that he strongly hoped the Indonesian market can continue to grow and attract investment from Swiss companies. And the last item, Energy for daily life and industry becomes a must. Therefore, the government should be able to provide and manage new and renewable energy in the future. It was stated by the Director, Biotechnology, the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, ESDM, Sujoko Harsono Adi, in the discussion about renewable energy in Indonesia, so as not to be limited to potential in Habibie Center, Jakarta, recently. According to him, to develop new and renewable energy, the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources set a strategic plan such as promoting the priorities of its development.
Ini upaya ke depan yang kita upayakan, yaitu tentunya selalu untuk mensosialisasi.
In the future, we strive to always socialize the difference of perceptions and mindset of the stakeholders, then push the priority of development for short term of 1 to 3 years to develop bioenergy, biomass and solar power plants. Afterwards, assign state-owned companies, both Pertamina and PLN. Then improve investment through the provisions of incentives and also the ease of procedure. Finally, cooperate and collaborate with international investors and institutions.
In addition, Sujoko Harsono Adi said that there are the challenges such as the need for mindset acquisition in the development, business scheme and intensive that has not been optimal, and the dependence in the foreign technology as well as limited interconnection system. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesia and Morocco keep on strengthening bilateral cooperation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo targets Indonesia free rubella missiles in 2020. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla says Hajj Fund invested in Sharia investment. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Venezuela on the Brink. As one of the world's major oil-producing countries, Saudi Arabia realizes that its dependence on oil and gas production can be harmful to the future of the kingdom. The new state vision was quickly launched to diversify the economic resources. In contrast, Venezuela, which also has huge oil reserves, can be said to be late in its steps. An analyst from RBC Capital Markets, Halima Croft, on Tuesday, August 8, predicted Venezuela will become the world's first oil-producing country to collapse. This follows a vote held in Venezuela recently. Despite the wave of protests that left more than 100 people dead, President Nicolas Maduro continued to form a new legislative body called the National Constituent Assembly. This institution has the authority to draft the constitutions of the state. Many people accuse this institution will only reinforce the power of President Maduro. Related to that, the United States has threatened to impose sanctions for Venezuela at the oil sector and prohibit the use of dollars in a state-owned oil company of the country. If this is really done, then Venezuela will get mired in a crisis because its foreign exchange reserves is now below $10 billion. Oil and gas production in Venezuela has experienced its golden age and contribute 95% of state revenue. The policy of nationalizing the oil and gas sector, as well as the unwise use of income funds, along with the decline in world oil prices since 2014, left Venezuela plunged into a crisis. The International Monetary Fund has predicted the country's inflation will reach more than 700% this year. What lesson can be learned from Venezuela? It turns out that reliance on just one commodity can disrupt the development plan of a country. Another lesson, the wealth of a country's resources will not bring prosperity to its people if it is mismanaged. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. It's nice to meet you again through RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Today in History. Well, we start this event on August 2, 1934, on which Adolf Hitler became head of state of Germany with the title Führer. Adolf Hitler was a chancellor of Germany since 1993 and German leader since 1934 till passed away on April 30, 1945. On August 2, 1934, Hitler became a German dictator after President von Hindenburg passed away. Hitler united the chancellor position and president to become Führer. All at once, the National Socialist Laborers' Party, which was known by the name Nazi, as a single party in Germany. Nazi was officially disbanded after Germany was defeated in the World War II. We move to the second event, the Delta Airlines accident, Flight 191. The flight of Delta Airlines 191 is a scheduled flight from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles via Dallas. On August 2, 1985, the plane crashed amid a tornado storm by lightning or microburst when it landed on a 17C runway at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, Dallas. The accident killed 8 crew members, 126 passengers, and 1 person on land. 2 people died after a month of the accident, bringing the victim numbers up to 137 people. We end today in history with the invasion of Iraq to Kuwait. On August 2, 1990, Iraqi army invaded its neighboring country, Kuwait. This invasion was the second invasion of Iraq after in 1980 attacking Iraq. Saddam Hussein's regime had always stated that Kuwait is Iraq's 90th province. The invasion of Kuwait aims to take over Kuwait's oil wealth. Thus, the Saddam regime hopes to become the leader of the Arab world. However, the invasion of Iraq to Kuwait had received a negative reaction from the international world. The international community and the United Nations condemned the Iraqi invasion and ordered that Iraq leaves Kuwait. Later, a number of countries led by the United States sent troops to the Persian Gulf in order to expel Iraq. Because of the alliance's offensive on February 28, 1991, Iraq ended its invasion to Kuwait. Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Voice Green. Today we'll invite you to talk about primary school students learn about knowledge on mangrove. 11 elementary schools impose extracurricular mandatory about mangrove in order that the students have knowledge toward the type of useful plant to prevent abrasion and create ecosystems to the economic value. This was conveyed by Head of Communication and Relation Refinery Unit 6 Balongan of PT Pertamina, Rustam Aji, to the press in Indramayu, West Java on Friday. Providing knowledge about mangrove in elementary school is one of the social responsibility of PT Pertamina to the people living around the Balongan refinery. Rustam Aji also said the interest of elementary school students to study mangrove is very large. So this year, the number of elementary schools that teach extracurricular about mangrove is increased. In the extracurricular, students are invited to be more concerned with the environment and able to know the planting, preservation, and mangrove benefit. According to Rustam Aji, so far the students only know that mangrove benefited for reforestation, whereas there are even greater benefits behind it, such as creating a wider ecosystem because there will be other animals such as bird, fish, and shrimp. PT Pertamina cooperates with several universities, academicians, education department to provide knowledge to 20 teachers about mangrove, the primary schools that have been and will be targeted to teach the extracurricular mandatory mangrove are in the district of Balongan and Indramayu. Through Balongan Unit 6 refinery, Pertamina has implemented the conservation and rehabilitation of mangrove in Karangsong, Indramayu, West Java since 2008. At that time, there has been found the coastal damage caused by abrasion and damage for converted and diversion of forest. More than 15,000 mangrove trees have been planted since 2010, and until now have brought a lot of benefit, especially in the economic field for the local community. Economic benefits that can be obtained from the mangrove forest are, among others, the tree and fruits can be processed into qualified food and beverages. Balongan 6 Refinery has established a center for biodiversity learning and mangrove cultivation in Indramayu coastal area called the Mangrove Arboretum. The program, which was initiated since 2016, and has a land area of 2 hectares, is a nursery center for 29 species of coastal floras like Rhizophora, Bruguira, and Avicennia. Mangrove Arboretum has become a biodiversity laboratory for schools and educational institutions in Indramayu. That was the Voice Green.
Here is our news in brief. Indonesia and Morocco have strong platform in keeping bilateral cooperation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo, attended the campaign of rubella measles immunization in Sindoharjo Village, Nganglik Subdistrict, Sleman District, Yogyakarta Special Region on Tuesday, 1st of August. Hajj funds are invested for the benefit of pilgrims in order to increase the value of pilgrimage saving that impact on the cost of Hajj pilgrims. This was said by the Vice President Yusuf Kalla after the initial meeting of investment of Hajj pilgrim found with the board and supervisory board of the Hajj Financial Management in Jakarta on Tuesday, 1st of August. Switzerland is one of the Indonesia's partner countries in development, especially the development public sector. The Swiss government will be ready to assist Indonesia in the development of vocational education through the development of manufacturing, polytechnic, and new tourism school. The total of Swiss investment in Indonesia from 2011 to 2017 reached $994 million and successfully employing more than 20,000 Indonesian workers. Energy for daily life and industry becomes a must. Therefore, the government should be able to provide and manage new and renewable energy in the future. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, we will introduce you about one of tourism destinations in East Java. Stay tuned. Listener, one of favorite tourist cities in East Java is Malang. Malang not only has play and educational rides like Jatim Park and Hawaii Water Park, but it also has many soothing natural tourist destinations. Well, recently, there has been one tourist destination in Malang which becomes a favorite place for tourists to visit, namely Buduk Asu. Initially, Buduk Asu was only famous among motocrossers or off-roaders. However, people nearby made this place interesting to visit. They make many great spots for tourists to take photos or selfies. There are also some spots to enjoy the beauty of nature as a whole in Buduk Asu. The name is Gardu Pandang Kepala Serigala. Besides, this place has also been equipped with food stalls with a relatively cheap price. Buduk Asu still has the same location with Lawang Tea Garden area Malang. Therefore, the entrance of both Buduk Asu and Lawang Tea Garden is one. The entrance to Lawang Tea Garden is located on the slopes of Mount Arjuna. Visitors must be careful when heading to this area because the terrain is quite difficult. Usually the tourists bring a vehicle for off-road and bring an experienced tour guide or friend. From the Lawang Tea Garden entrance to Buduk Asu, it is pretty tiring. To get to the destination, tourists must do trekking about 1.5 to 2 hours by car. Tourists do not have to be worried, because the road terrain to be passed by is not so climbing and not too narrow. Listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic Buduk Asu. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We will meet again on the next Indonesian Wonder with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Menghadiri Wisuda, which in English means attending graduation. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Menghadiri. Menghadiri in English to attend. Pergi. Pergi in English to go. Satu minggu. Satu minggu in English 1 week. Wisuda. Wisuda in English inauguration. Sarjana. Sarjana in English bachelor. Universitas. Universitas in English university. Putri. Putri in English daughter. Kakak. Kakak in English sister. Jurusan. Jurusan in English majoring. Oceanography. Oceanography in English, oceanography. Teknik Kelautan. Teknik Kelautan, in English, Marine Engineering. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Menghadiri Wisuda, or in English means attending inauguration. The conversation is between Nina and Lucy. Nina: Hi Lucy, apa kabar? Hi Lucy, apa kabar? In English: Hi Lucy, how are you? Lucy: Kabar baik. Kabar baik. In English: I'm fine. Nina: Sudah satu minggu saya tidak melihatmu di kantor. Kamu kemana saja? Sudah satu minggu saya tidak melihatmu di kantor. Kamu kemana saja? In English: I did not see you for 1 week in office. Where have you been? Lucy: Saya pergi ke Semarang mengikuti acara wisuda sarjana di Universitas Sudirman. Saya pergi ke Semarang mengikuti acara wisuda sarjana di Universitas Sudirman. In English: I went to Semarang attending the inauguration for bachelor at Sudirman University. Nina: Siapa yang diwisuda? Siapa yang diwisuda? In English: Who was inaugurated, Lucy? Lucy: Putri kakak saya. Putri kakak saya. In English: My sister's daughter. Nina: Dia kuliah jurusan apa? Dia kuliah jurusan apa? In English: What majoring she study? Lucy: Oceanography. Oceanography. In English: Oceanography. Nina: Wah, jurusan yang bagus, mengenai teknik kelautan kan? Wah, jurusan yang bagus, mengenai teknik kelautan kan? In English: It is a good major about marine engineering, isn't it, Lucy? Ya, benar. Ya, benar. In English: That's right. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Nice to meet you again in the Music Corner, a regular segment which introduces you to Indonesian songs. Today, we will introduce you to a singer and songwriter, Aditya Sofyan. To open the segment, let's listen to a song entitled Adelaide Sky by Aditya Sofyan. Enjoy the song.
Coffee cups are getting cold. Mind the people passing by. They don't know I'll be leaving soon. I'll fly away tomorrow to far away. I'll admit a cliche, things won't be same without you. I'll be looking at my window, seeing Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember me? You know, and without you I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? I've been meaning to call you soon. We're in different times. You might not be home now. But would you take a message? I'll try to stay awake and fight your presence in my head. And I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be looking out my window, seeing Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember? And I'll be hearing my own footsteps under Adelaide sky. Would you be kind enough to remember me?
The song entitled Adelaide Sky by Aditya Sofyan. The song Adelaide Sky, that was released in 2009, is a leading song from Aditya Sofyan, although he had long time to play music. Previously, the musician, who was born in Bandung on November 6, 1977, has been known as the room musician because all his works were recorded independently in his room. By taking acoustic format, Aditya Sofyan recorded his works, which were distributed for free to the music lovers. Music is not only a hobby for Aditya Sofyan, but it is a dream that must be achieved. Even though he had hopelessly become a musician since his failure to get into Berklee College of Music, Aditya Sofyan kept trying to work. Aditya had to create a mini album entitled I'm Not Getting Slimmer, So Here We Go, in 2008, and sent it to the music chart program in a private radio in Jakarta. Surprisingly, the songs Adelaide Sky and Memilihmu from his mini album were successfully get a positive response from the music lovers. Moreover, Adelaide Sky was chosen as an original soundtrack of the movie Kambing Jantan. Listener, before we continue to discuss more about Aditya Sofyan, let's listen to the next song, Seniman. Enjoy the song.
Terkadang teringat masa kecilku berlari di ujung senja, mencoba menghindar dari kejaran PR matematikaku. Ku bilang ku tak butuh matematika, ku tahu ku kan besar jadi seniman. Terkadang terlintas masa dahulu, terjaga di penghujung malam, mencoba hentikan jalannya waktu, menahan datangnya pagi. Ku bilang ku tak bangun terlalu pagi, ku tahu bukan besar jadi seniman. Memandangi hujan berkawankan sepi, mencari-cari jawaban dunia. Mari duduk kawan secangkir kopi, kadang terbayang ketika itu kau duduk menemaniku, mencoba memutar gelombang nada, gelisah mencari lagu. Ku bilang nanti aku buatkan lagu, ku tahu aku pasti jadi seniman. Memandangi hujan berkawankan sepi, mencari-cari jawaban dunia. Mari duduk kawan secangkir kopi, pinjam apimu, kita rayakan kesunyian. Memandangi hujan berkawankan sepi, mencari-cari jawaban dunia. Mari duduk kawan secangkir kopi, pinjam apimu, kita rayakan kasunia. Memandangi hujan berkawankan sepi, mencari-cari jawaban dunia. Mari duduk kawan secangkir kopi, ku pinjam apimu, kita rayakan kesunyian.
That was the song Seniman by Aditya Sofyan, successfully with Adelaide Sky. As the original soundtrack of movie, Aditya Sofyan released his debut album entitled Quiet Down in 2009 with Freemium Concept. Besides selling the concrete album, Aditya also provided the album that can be downloaded for free in his private blog. The concept is also applied in other two albums, Forget Your Plans in 2010 and How to Stop Time in 2012. On July 10, 2017, Aditya Sofyan released his new mini-album entitled 8 Tahun because it was released exactly since 8 years of the success of Adelaide Sky. This album is about his experience in the music world, while the song Seniman describes how Aditya felt his soul, more appropriate to the world of art than science since childhood. Although the selection of Javanese language started from mere fact, his works is still qualified. Similar to the previous albums, Aditya Sofyan invites the music lovers to access the album 8 Tahun for free in his YouTube channel. Well, listener, that was the segment of Music Corner for today about a singer-songwriter, Aditya Sofyan. To conclude this regular music corner, let's listen to the last two songs by Aditya Sofyan entitled Dan Ternyata and 8 Tahun. Enjoy the songs, listener, and see you again. Sampai jumpa. Dan ternyata
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Temui aku di sana. be spending all my time lying down here by your side. We will never be apart. And if I could, I'd love you more. I can't explain how I adore to look upon this precious work of art. 'Cause I've been searching for a long time and traveled so far. When I found you, I was home again. 'Cause you for a long time and travel so far. When I found you, I was home again. Darinya
berfirman, perangi neraka di dalam hatimu, damaikan jiwamu dengan cinta Dia, memberi yang ikhlas kepada yang butuh, bersyukurlah terus tanpa kenal.
Ciptaku dan hidupku, sabarkan hatiku, kuatkan imanku, berkahi aku dan keluargaku dengan rahmatmu. Tuhan, kaulah cintaku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta, 10011 Indonesia, and join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.